Hey everybody, get back for How to Get Away with Murder. This is Season 3, Episode 1. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Yeah, let the buzz begin.
We are
so back right now. Like, great episode.
Who is it?
Who is in that gurney? Welcome back, guys. This is the How to Get Away with Murder After Show, Season 3, Episode 1. I'm your host, JB Zimmerman. You can follow me at Hey John Blake. We've got a semi-new panel here beside me.
Yeah.
April, where can the people find you?
First of all, I'm so excited to be on this panel because I love this show so much. Thanks for having me. Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenham. And I have the live link up right now, so chat with me. Let me know what you thought. And we'll shout you out.
What's up, guys? My name's Omari. You can find me at On With Omari on Twitter and IG. And please tweet us out during the show. We're live tweeting, so we want to hear what you guys have to say. It was an amazing episode.
Yes, yeah. Very good.
So good.
Sterling Cates is also on the show. She's not here tonight, but she will be back next week. Unfortunately, Jillian Leff is not, but she's going to be live tweeting because we know you're still watching, Jillian. But yeah, let's get right into the episode. Crazy stuff, as always.
Crazy. Some random thrown in there as well, though.
Yeah, definitely. I mean,
this show is very
all over the place.
Yeah.
In a good way.
In the best sense of the word. They jump around a lot of time hops.
Yeah, a lot of time hops. I mean,
you gotta, like, keep up.
Exactly. With the ensemble cast, it kind of moves around. There's a lot of different dynamics, shall we say. Which is good. I mean, it keeps it fresh. We're, you know, in season three, and I feel like I have no idea where this show could go.
Yeah.
It never ceases to amaze.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, when the kids graduate, what are they going to do? Like, bring in a new set of kids? It'll be, like, Saved by the Bell, new class type.
Yeah, seriously.
Or they're just going to, like, follow them.
I have no idea.
We'll see.
I mean, I'm very married to the Keating Five as they are right now. So hopefully we can.
I mean, look, by the looks of it, they might not graduate.
Yeah, like, see, wow. Things are 10%. Not looking good.
Yeah.
They got to hit the books a little bit more.
Right.
A little less powwowing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when you murder people.
A little less murder.
Yeah. Right. A little less murder.
Maybe.
A little more
study.
Maybe balance it out a little bit.
That would throw people, yeah, for sure.
But yeah, I mean, they are back in school. It's sort of a new case. This is actually, even though it's season three, it's only year two for them. Seasons one and two were both the same year. It's a very long, arduous law school initiation. But now we are, like, officially in year two for them, and they've got a new case. Hopefully, I mean, it was kind of a theme in season one to have a new case, like, every episode.
Right.
In season two, they kind of took a back seat, and it looks like we're back with that sort of format.
Yeah.
Which is nice. It kind of keeps things moving along at a pace as well as the whole season arc.
I think that helps to keep the show interesting. We have different cases, different characters to connect to. They bring in, like, who was it? Caleb and what was the other chick's name? His sister from last year.
Oh, I can't remember what her name was. And I just watched this yesterday. Yeah, just literally last night I rewatched it.
The point that they bring in the new cases, I think, just helps keep your interest level.
Right.
Something new every week sometimes. So.
Again, I mean, yeah, I like that a lot because when that's missing, they kind of make up for it by having, like, all the characters get, like, crazy with each other.
I mean, character development.
We flirted with that a little bit last year when people started, like, making weird hookups. So we'll see how far they take up. But, I like when they bring in new people. I mean, there's a lot of good cameos coming up this season.
Yeah.
One we had tonight, Lieutenant LaGuardia from Dexter.
I flipped out when I saw that because I didn't know she was going to be on there tonight. I'm like, my girl, Maria, she's here.
Yeah, throwback.
Wait, who was that?
Love that. She was the president of the school that wants to basically kick out the K-5.
Yeah.
So we'll see. I mean, she plays a good villain.
Catherine was her name. Someone in chat just said that.
Oh.
I thought that, like, Catherine?
She can pull off Maria.
She's going to be, like, a good, antagonist to Emmett's character. Strong fellow black woman. They're going to go head-to-head.
Yeah.
I'm excited for some showdowns between them, I think.
Yeah, no, I think they can go toe-to-toe.
She's definitely strong, it seems like. She can deal with Annalise's personality.
It's interesting to see someone that is, like, a boss to Annalise. Because she kind of plays that matriarch kingpin
character. She's the boss of everyone. No one's the boss of her.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a very interesting dynamic. Yeah. I can't wait to see how that gets handled.
I like how she immediately had, like, a follow-up to it, though. Like, she always has an answer for everything when I think, like, oh, there's never a way you're going to get out of this. Where she's trying, like, they're trying to cancel her class, and she's like, well, let me do this pro bono clinic.
Image.
And pick the kids.
Right. Yeah, she always has a trick up her sleeve. I don't know, like, what it is. She does, like, a mass amount of yoga or meditation. She's got it down. Like, I think it's a vodka. Not a thing.
Yeah.
Vodka does help.
Like,
but now she's sick of vodka. She wants tequila.
She may have switched to tequila. hopefully Laurel brought back the good stuff from Mexico. Yeah.
True.
Like the worms in the bottom?
Yes, exactly. gotta save the worms. Right. What are you going to do?
That's how you know it's real.
Exactly. So, yeah, we got a few along the new cast thing. We got a new student, one in particular. There's more in the class. Drake, who seems kind of like a villain. I wonder, like, how big of a role he will be if he's just in this episode to be that kind of new douche we all like to hate.
He's a dick for sure. I think
he's probably a know-it-all.
A know-it-all.
Yeah. Yeah. Show like, off. Douche, just showboating.
I think he's jealous, obviously, of the Keating Five. Right. Clearly, like, he has some agenda against them. Like, he starts off, the first thing he says to them is just like, why are you guys in this class? You don't belong here, blah, 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 blah.
Right. So clearly he's very entitled.
Very entitled, intense. I'm looking forward to see some showdown between him and Doucheface. They should, like, go back and forth. Asher,
I feel like, I feel like we could see him in, like, random class things, or he could end up becoming a part of, like, something that he's not meant to be in or not supposed to be in, but just because I feel like they wouldn't have given him as much airtime if we weren't gonna keep seeing him again.
Well, yeah, I think even though he is someone that you're supposed to hate, or the show is leading us that way right now, I do enjoy that they're breaking up the tension a little bit with something like a curveball every now and again. Because it can, I mean, because we're dealing with murder and people like that like are going down this road, it's a very monotone, depressing circle, I guess. So it's nice to kind of shift that around and have some
fun moments.
Yeah, some fun rivalry, some class banter.
Because we got that with them last season and in the first season, but now it's a lot more serious because they don't just have one murder on their hands. They have, like, multiple murders, and everyone's, like, girlfriends have been killed, and their boyfriends are missing, and, well, I wouldn't say Frank is missing, but they don't have, like, the jokey moments that they used to have before. Even though, I mean, I guess Asher and Michaela are having their own special kind of moments.
So random.
Again, I thought that I was like, last season it's just going to be a one and done. But no.
He didn't quit it. Totally,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She kept coming back.
He brought her back to the dorm room.
All about the swirl.
I guess he's he's like a dorm manager now.
Like an RA?
Yeah, I guess he's like an RA. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But why? Okay, so when his dad, he committed suicide. Asher thinks he was murdered.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. But did he not get, like, any sort of inheritance? Or is his mom just keeping it from him because his mom is so pissed?
Probably that. Ladder. Yeah, I think that sounds right. I didn't binge the season.
Some of us. I remember all of these details now.
But you would think he would have an inheritance, you would think.
You would think he would have had, like, some type of trust to not.
It seems like that would be a hard thing to keep from someone, but I don't know.
But we don't know the extent to how big of dicks his parents are. I mean, it could be really uncool and not sharing any of that.
Well, I mean, his mother blames him for his father killing himself.
Bad
so
relationship.
That's pretty
really
intense
bad
to say to your son. So.
Yeah.
I think but he can tell she's a dick.
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm sorry. He also has, like, he's typical Asher in way over his head. Like, he has the girls coming and knocking on his door while he's with Michaela, like, he didn't text me back, what should I do? So, you know.
Yeah, since when did Asher become the ladies' man of the show? He's got, like, he was literally surrounded by three chicks. Yeah. I mean, obviously, part of it was his job, but still.
He would be, like, the fun RA, I feel like.
Yeah, exactly. Like, how did he become this cool RA?
He's, like, older than him, I feel like, and he, like, has wisdom to impart, and he's, like, all knocking
their wisdom. Asher, I use that term loosely. Asher the Wise is, like, the last thing I was thinking watching season one. I was like, this guy.
They probably just relate to him and feel comfortable coming
to him. He's come a long way.
I'm sure they just think he's funny. Like, every single comment has, like, a shimmy with it or something like that. So I'm sure they probably are just like, Asher, what?
What do I do?
But what's going to happen when Bonnie finds out about Kayla? Probably nothing, actually.
She broke up with him. Yeah. I mean, Bonnie is a whole thing. I mean, she didn't have a lot of speaking lines, but she was sort of in and out of scenes, classic, like,
Classic Bonnie.
Classic. Very mousy.
Yeah,
very like scurrying about.
Lurking in the background. I feel like she's...
That's her role.
Yeah. I mean, she's always been that mysterious character. I wonder how much more of that we're going to see this season.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I feel like a lot. Like, tonight, she always asks that question that everyone's like, don't ask that. Like, when Bonnie. She's like, is he dead? Talking about Frank. She's like, I would understand. And I'm like, oh, Bonnie. You're just being Bonnie. I don't even know.
Yeah. I mean, she's always had a rivalry with Frank. So I think long term, that's going to come around in some way. Mm-hmm. But we'll see if it's this season.
Do you think he's going to be welcomed back into the fold?
Frank?
Or should we save this for
I think there's enough damage that's been done that.
I mean, they all do major damage to each other.
True. We've come back from some pretty extreme depths.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get why. I mean, okay, so we know that Annalise knows Frank was the mole. We ended last season with him leaving because Laurel told him she told Annalise about him killing Lila.
Right.
But I just don't get why, after all they've done, like, why is he just going kind of like on the lam?
So easily just like, all right, I'm out of here. You would think they have a stronger connection.
Yeah, I mean, Frank also knows that, you know, he killed Annalise's baby.
Right.
So.
But he doesn't know that Annalise knows that yet.
Well, yeah, I don't think she does.
She knows that he killed Lila.
Yeah, he knows that, she knows, yes.
But
Frank's done many bad things.
But he doesn't know that she knows that he's the reason that he got to that wreck.
Right. And she, already borderline wants to kill him because of just the Lila thing. Right. As soon as she finds out about the baby thing, like, she will hunt him down by herself and, like, skin him alive.
And she's also, like, worried about what connection Frank has to Sam, because she knows Sam told him to do it. So she's like, why would Frank do this for Sam? What is he having
over
his head?
Well, now she knows.
Does she know?
Well, now she knows that he was a mole, and she doesn't know directly, oh, Sam told me to kill Lila, it's only, I mean, we know it can only be Rebecca or Sam.
Okay.
If he, like, Frank would have no other reason. So it's, right. I think she can, like, kind
yeah,
of
Yeah, I think she can yeah. piece that together. Okay. This is not her first murder to work out.
Clearly.
She's over Sam, though. I don't even think she cares about that. I just think she, it's like knowing that, oh, you did this for Sam, y'all, you know, now she knows he lied to her for years and years and years, meaning Sam, like, he knew this secret that Frank was, I mean, not the reason, but kind of the reason. But I've been spending, like, this since the last season ended, the whole time I was like, Frank, oh my gosh, that's so terrible. And now that I've had some time to reflect and think about it, I almost feel bad for Frank in a sense, because that's feeling bad for him is a strong emotion, but I mean, like, like, we see in the preview for the season where he's like, you don't understand, I had to do it. Like, I feel like if he hadn't have done what that lady asked him, like, to place the speaker in her room, like, would they not have done something to him? But then, he went the wrong way to make it up to her by killing Mahoney, so I don't know.
That's a lot.
I'm just jumbled with my emotions regarding Frank right now. I can't help it.
It is an emotional roller coaster. Yes. I will give you that, April. But I mean, Frank's been a favored character for me. Like, he's just is a boss in a lot of respects. But at the same time, his morality is very skewed.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see sort of that come back at him. Like, obviously, this show itself plays with the whole, like, greater good idea, like, to the max. Mm-hmm. I mean, everything they do and, like, decide is bad for someone.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to see people's past, like, really surface and, like, how they deal with it in a major way. Obviously, Frank's got a lot of skeletons in his closet. They're all sort of climbing out at the same time. So it's going to be messy for him.
I love tonight seeing all of kind of, like, their backgrounds or how they handle things when it came to the summer. Like, you have Michaela, who's just getting drunk every night.
Right.
Poor thing.
Laurel went home, you know, but none of them spoke. So I think it was kind of a good thing for them to get away from one another.
Yeah.
But it's, I mean, and Annalise had been reaching out to all of them. Like, we see her go and visit. Connor. Well, she visits everyone, I guess. Mm-hmm. Well, she visits Michaela when she's getting arrested right. or about to be arrested. But I don't know. I liked seeing how they were, at least they showed us like how they were handling it.
She made a comment to Michaela about her running away from her bad family. Has that been addressed in the past seasons?
Ish.
Sort of. They've touched upon it in like small ways. You know, I remember when she was dealing with her engagement and like talking to her fiance's mom. She's like, and like she had a whole thing about like, you know, where she the dark past that she got out of.
Yeah.
So, but they haven't really gone into it.
More of that this season.
Yeah,
it feels like she's got some emotional baggage she's got to let go of.
Yeah. Clearly. I mean, her backstory. Yeah. No, Michaela, actually.
Oh, Michaela.
Yeah, we've seen Laurel's family. Who's apparently not allowed back in Mexico.
Like a gangster,
which seems very Kingpin. Difficult to do. I don't know how you get banned from Mexico. That's extreme. Like, he must have done some bad stuff. But Mexico.
Well, we know he's like killed a ton of people.
Because whenever, but, I mean, still impressive. I feel like Mexico, you just, you know, bribe the right people. I mean, I'm not saying they've like,
whoa, Mexico,
murderers, come join us, Mexico.
You'll be fine.
Murder friendly.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that aggressive, but it's no secret that, you know,
I mean, if you have the right amount of money down there. Yeah, if you have the right amount of money and can, I mean, send it to someone in a high place.
Right.
But, I don't know. Obviously, she
leave that one alone.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, Mexico. Don't come by me. No offense. I said with all due respect.
All due respect.
Okay. So we talked a little bit about Connor there. His relationship with Oliver is really interesting. I mean, he tried to protect him, and then it went to this really interesting place of forgiveness and then breaking up. I mean, how did you guys feel about that scene?
I'm just not going to lie. It was weird. Yeah. Or I was like, why is this happening right now? Everyone in chat is kind of saying the same thing. They're like, this is, you know, that was a random part.
He ain't loyal.
Right. Like, why did they have to break up? It just seemed like, okay, he's forgiving you. That's a little weird for him not to react angrily to when he found out that you deleted his Stanford acceptance.
I thought that was mature, though. Like, he told him his thought process. He's like, I know why you had to do this, because you felt like you weren't. I wasn't listening to you. So, like, he had time to reflect and think on it. So, he came at it with, like, a calm, mature approach, I thought.
But it's a little weird.
I mean, I'd be upset.
Oh, right. Yeah, very weird.
You expect
weird.
Someone
I mean, not...
to, like, even if he did make up, like, okay, I'm going to be okay, there's, it's like, still, ask more questions. Like, what are you going to tell me? Da 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 da. And then Oliver, like, twists it into this weird breakup. And I'm like, why? What?
He loved me too much. I didn't quite catch it. It was super random.
Well, yeah, I mean, it was so... off,
out of nowhere.
I feel like that it almost was like they weren't even speaking to each other. Like, you know, it struck me like it was so how they shouldn't have handled it that, you know, it really wasn't like they were handling it at all.
Like you deleted his acceptance letter because you wanted to be with him, but then you break up with him.
Right. But I mean, like, I feel like they were both not saying what they meant. Like, by Connor forgiving him, he was. Sort of, even though he said those words, he meant like, I can never trust you again. Cause it's like, how, I mean, that is the reality. Right. If you got in to a place you're trying to transfer to, like, aggressively, and you found out that you not only did do that, but like the person you trusted took that away and didn't tell you. Like,
this Noah Reisner in chat said Connor was staying in that relationship just to help himself, and Oliver was clearly not having it. We even saw it last season, but I will admit it was rushed. I think Oliver is finally respecting himself and realizes how unhealthy their relationship has become. That's a good point.
I kind of forget that Connor
is. I mean, I definitely believe he loves Oliver at this point, but I do. For sure think he's with him a bit because Oliver helps, like,
redeem
keep him calm
qualities.
And
grounded,
makes him a little better.
Feels like a good person.
Right, but it's like the whenever Oliver was interviewing with Annalise, whenever he's like, I've done some bad things. And I'm like, that's what you've done? You deleted the acceptance letter?
You didn't kill nobody,
bro.
Well, yeah, he also hacked into some places.
Right, I mean, he's done some not great stuff. But how Annalise thought it kind of took it almost as a threat as far as like, oh, he could hack into my stuff. I thought that was not correct. But I don't know. I just thought it was weird. Everyone else thinks it's weird.
It's random, right?
That it's weird, too. That he broke up with
them. They'll get back together.
Well, we'll see. Together. I mean, this might not be the end of Oliver as we know him. You know, at the same time, I think that Connor was so hesitant to bring Oliver in. It's like he doesn't trust him to be on the, on that same level of you know, awareness of what they're doing. So either
it's not the end of Oliver because he's working for Annalise now, right?
Yeah.
So they'll be in the same proximity, but not together. So it'll be some awkward tension, I feel like, between Oliver and Connor.
Probably the classic on again, off again relationship.
Yeah.
But such is life.
When Oliver said, he's like, I'm not the same person that I was before. He was saying that because he's done these bad things now. Right. And I just feel like it's a little bit of a stretch for his character to feel so like, oh, I've done
some messed up
some bad things, so like I need to figure myself out.
Right.
But I guess I'm basing that off of what everyone else has
right,
done.
Exactly. So compared to murderers.
That's not like, normal. Yeah, exactly.
Right. It's all in retrospect. Exactly.
Yeah.
What's also interesting is that Oliver's morality is much different now than, you know, before he met Connor and like went down this whole rabbit hole. Like I think that might be affecting his outlook on life. Like, I mean, if he knows that like he might not be around forever. I mean, obviously you can live for a very long time if you're just HIV or with HIV.
Right.
But, you know, that's a whole new mindset of how fragile life is. And like maybe he, you know, wanted to do everything he could to be with Connor. Mm-hmm. Obviously pushing him away is
interesting approach.
An interesting approach, yeah. Yeah. But I mean, you never know. People love makes people do weird
crazy
stuff.
Things.
That's
yeah.
true. I'm reading. I'm reading these comments in chat. Sorry.
No,
I'm not paying attention. These are y'all are like going at it.
I'm looking at Twitter also. You guys are saying some hilarious things.
Nice. Well, let's talk about if any like strike your fancy, please.
Oh, from Twitter,
just jump right in.
Oh, well, let's see. FlixLS says, whenever the green filter comes across screen, you know is about to go down.
True.
You know that cinematography, whenever they do that weird effect, you know, like someone's just getting murdered, someone's about to die. So the green filter is definitely a clue.
Yeah, green, hashtag green filter.
Hashtag green filter.
People are
gonna die. Last thing on Oliver and Connor for now. It's all about me, says Oliver isn't that innocent. Dude hacks into stuff all the time for them, no questions asked. I think that's G enough. I like that. And he stated that he loves the excitement he gets from the Keating squad, LOL. So it seemed, and then someone commented, let me find it in just a sec. They said that Oliver might be like an adrenaline junkie. I lost it. I'm sorry.
I think Oliver's but, just like ride or die for Connor, or he was. That's why he just has no questions. He's like, whatever that needs to be done, I'll do it because this is my man. So, you know, ride or die.
Also, that's you're a hacker, so what else are you going to do?
Use your skill sets.
I mean, you already committed a bunch of crimes. So, yeah. I mean,
go down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's interesting because they're sort of also the only people that could protect him should things get out of hand. Like, good thing he knows a lawyer.
Exactly.
Very close.
A very good lawyer.
Yeah, very good. Did we talk about Laurel and Wes yet? Like, together, though? That's weird. I mean...
What's weird about it?
I mean, like, it's like they both like each other, but now Wes is dating this, like, Maggie chick from, like, out of nowhere. And, I mean, obviously, Frank, you know, killed his dad.
Yeah.
So, there's...
So they think.
Bit of... unresolved issues there.
Are you guys going along with that? Frank was a killer of his. Is that what you're rocking with right now? You think?
I mean,
I kind of am.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's what they want us to think. Whether that's truly the case, I'm believing that right now because I don't have anything else.
I feel like that's just too easy. It's never that simple with the murders.
The reason why I think it is because I don't think that's going to be the murder that this season focuses on. I think what's going to be the focus is who's in the gurney, burned in Annalise's house.
That's a fair
point. I think that, I mean, it's just the fact that Frank's car was gone after Mahoney got shot, and Wes looked for him and he wasn't there. Like, why would he drive away if he was there to help Wes? And then there's a lot of reasons. Like, he did it, you know, to make things up to Annalise, because that's the only way he knows how to make things up is to, like, take out some person who hurt her so much. So, I completely agree with, like, it's very easy to think it's Frank, but the reason why I do the most is because I don't think that's what the focus is going to be on.
That's fair. You probably did it then.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's a very convincing argument. So
yeah, nice job, April. There's a lot. Yeah, there's a lot going on this season already, just so far. I think you're right. I don't know if they need to have it be like a loose end or for a while, with just that murder, because there's so much more story. I mean, Wes just like figuring out whose dad was and kind of going down that road without obviously the ability to ask for those answers is interesting.
Right.
There's a funny tweet. It's kind of inappropriate, though. From Brian. We like inappropriate here? Is that okay? From Brian McLight, who about Oliver and Connor. He says, "What? I stayed with you through AIDS and you leave me. You're going to catch these you're going to catch these hands like you caught that virus."
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
That is intense.
He is mad.
he is mad, bro. I mean, that's pretty true.
He's guns blazing. AIDS, all right.
Man. That's pretty serious. But anyways.
Yeah, no, totally.
Keep the tweets coming, guys. Yeah, you're hilarious. Seriously. You guys are hilarious.
Fire away. Now that's speaking of fire, this burner phone that Annalise has in her like jewelry box.
Yeah.
Texting T9 texting, mind you. Real old school. Is that guy still alive, do you think? I mean, he just seemed like your average PI to find
someone. Oh, no, he's dead.
Pretty sure Frank killed him.
Yeah, Frank definitely killed him.
Yeah. I mean, he had to.
I would not put it past Frank.
Well, I think you saw in the preview a body next to Frank while he was on the phone talking to Annalise.
Yeah,
he's
like,
his face did not look good.
They had a brawl. The PI put up a fight, but I think he lost.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Well, I think we saw him like take the knife to the dude's neck.
Mm-hmm.
If they fought after that, I mean, there's no real other way for it to end. And like, unless
the guy's
dead. Yeah.
I mean, according to like what he said to Annalise, he's like,
I need to know.
So,
yeah,
I definitely think if he was there to kill Frank,
right.
Frank is not going to let him get away. I mean, because he just could just continue coming after him.
Two hitmen in one motel room cannot stand.
No, not a good idea. But the whole time I thought it was Eve.
Really?
That she was texting. I thought she was doing like some kind of research for someone, or for Annalise, obviously. But I just wasn't expecting it to be
a hitman.
A new hitman.
Like a definite hitman, too.
I thought Annalise was also debating whether or not she wanted him to bring him back, maybe, or not to kill him, because she was struggling with that decision, obviously. So I don't think she was going to pull the trigger, so to speak.
Well, it's like she said to Bonnie, she's like, "I'm not a killer." And when it's just so funny to me, looking back on all the murders on this show, she's the only person who is truly, like, innocent of murder. Like, obviously not every single person has hit someone in the head and shot a gun, but she's covering up for every single person. Now she's covering up for them because it helps her to cover up for them as well. But, I mean, I don't think she is. She's not, like, a cold-blood killer.
I mean, that's what she tells Connor, who's still tripping for some reason, like, what did she say last season? Like, "I'm just cleaning up your mess." But Connor thinks of her as a devil, even though she's doing this for him. So she is the only one that has her hands semi-clean, I guess, to your point.
It's because they think of her in such a bad way because she just, you know, without a thought about it, takes other people down in order to help herself. But the semi-redeeming part about that is that she does it a lot of times with a plan to get them out of that.
Exactly.
Like the whole thing with Nate. I mean,
it's pretty shitty what she did, but
I mean, his wife was in the hospital dying of cancer, and maybe she could have gone a different route. But I mean, that's why they all hate her, or that's why that, you know, they have these terrible feelings toward her, because she just she turns into this like cold person, and it's just like, okay, we're gonna do this. And they hate her because she brings every person in to one person's thing. When Asher ran over the DA last season, it wasn't just him. It was everybody. But she also didn't want it to be that way. They just happened to come in.
Right.
And then Asher walked in and said he had ran her over. So
cold-blooded, man.
I don't know. But they're all mad at her. No one talked to her over the whole summer. So
they're very they're very in their feelings, very sensitive towards Annalise. Like, she's a boss. She's kept you out of jail. Like, get over yourselves.
Yeah.
Pretty much is my opinion on it. But they're sensitive college students, so
they need to appreciate.
Annalise has absolutely been like the mom for all these very broken kids. I mean, obviously she's not completely innocent, but she keeps them together. I mean, they would probably all be dead, I feel like, or in jail.
Yeah.
worse or probably dead in jail. probably. But yeah, so. I mean, she I feel like really does care about them in a genuine way, you know, knowing sort of what they have each other's back, mm-hmm. I think, mm-hmm. at the end of the day, even though the kids will be kids and kind of throw that in, you know, their parents' face, right. at the end yeah. of the day, they'll, I feel like, do the right thing by her.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know about Connor.
Connor's on the edge. He's but, on the I edge mean, right now. Now that he and Oliver are broken up, I guess, I don't know, it's an interesting situation mm-hmm. to see them both work together yeah. and not be that together. Should be fun. Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
Drama.
I feel like that now that I'm thinking more about it, I feel like they did that because it's like you can't have everyone together at the same time. Right. So with Michaela and Asher, and then Wes and Laurel have their little attraction, will they, won't they type thing.
Yeah.
That's everyone in chat is talking about how it's like, no, they're just supposed to be friends, not together. But I don't know. It's like they have a different type of chemistry. Like it's not one. Normally in a show like this, you can tell if the writers are trying to like purposely make it be like, okay, let me look at you lovingly, yeah, but we can't be thing, together. Yeah. Or if it's like, could just be a good, genuine, real friendship.
Right.
I don't know, I kind of go back and forth because I liked how like Wes was so into Rebecca, even though, oh, she was crazy. But I think, I don't know, I just don't see him and Laurel together ultimately. I liked like whenever she was still with Frank, but they were, you know, they went on their trip to figure out stuff about his mom. Yeah. And I think it's a nice little duo.
Yeah, I like them as friends too, actually. I like that chemistry.
Yeah.
But we'll see what the writers do.
Yeah.
But they kind of muddle the chemistry. They don't make it obvious either way.
Totally. Yeah, no, that's a really good point because I think they do that across the board. Like there's so many pairings and matches where they are really great together in a lot of ways, but there's so many other ways that it's like this will never work. I mean, obviously Oliver and Connor we talked about, even Asher and Michaela, it's like, you know, she looked at his like study notes and stole an idea from him.
Yeah.
There's so much backstabbing. Even, you know, Warren West, obviously he sees his dad's alleged killer like every time he looks at her. So, yeah, I mean, there's so many reasons why no one's going to end up in like a white picket fence scenario at the end of this. I mean, even Annalise and
Nate,
thank you. Their relationship, although it seems like repaired now, is built on a very shaky foundation.
Yeah.
Like, bring one of those bad things back up, and we're back to square
one. Although I feel like they've come clean. I think they pretty much...
Yeah, they cleared the air for the most part, but you never... I mean, I feel like if push comes to shove and Annalise has to choose between, like, the Keating Five and Nate, she's going to choose them. Honestly.
Oh, always.
Definitely.
And I love Nate's character because he's so, like, sweet to her, but he's always going to be that sweet person who is, like, the, I don't want to say disposable, but he's, like, disposable to her, kind of.
Yeah.
Or, it really is. Like, she'll choose protecting other people over him, I feel like, every time.
Well, she already showed us that last season, I guess, when she kind of threw him under the bus, but used him as a pawn. So,
yeah.
I think Eve is her true love anyways.
Mm,
so I hope she comes back.
I mean, I love
Famke.
Lest we forget, she also has lesbian tendencies.
Yes.
Don't
we all?
That.
For Eve, at least. I mean, Famke Jensen. I mean, who can blame her? She's very attractive.
Yes.
So. But yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about. I mean, we predict all day with this show.
Yeah.
Before we get into news and gossip, I guess let's talk about who we think is in that gurney.
Okay.
I have many guesses.
Many guesses.
But I think I kind of narrowed it down to three. I'm going to go... Because I think it's going to be one of those characters that we will all be very sad to see that it was, but it's going to happen. Yeah. I think it could be Oliver or Nate... Or I had someone else in my mind and now I forgot, so it must not
Oliver
be them.
Nate?
I think it's going to be Oliver or Nate. Okay. Or Bonnie. Bonnie would be, because Ooh. Bonnie is a huge character.
Interesting.
But the reason why, I think I'm more so leaning to Oliver, although I would hate to lose his character on the show because I love him as a character. But
he can go.
I think that it's like they're already, but then no, because they're already setting it up. Setting it up to me to make it seem like it's Oliver. Like, oh, now he works there, and now he's going to be there doing these odd hours.
So
and,
it could be too and now easy.
Now they broke up, so it won't be that devastating. Right. Okay. But I don't know. I think, and Bonnie's a good guest to me because she's always there. A lot of people in chat.
Saying Bonnie?
Thought Bonnie. Laura says Bonnie, Eve, or Nate. Price Wright says Hope is Wes. Whoa.
Hope is Wes.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa. Whoa. I thought Wes was everybody's favorite. No?
He's definitely not my favorite, but I don't think, I don't know. That would be a zinger for sure.
Joe Loco 386 says, what if it's Annalise's mother?
I think
it's emotionally devastating enough to the audience.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, she was in shreds after this. Like, she was not handling well.
I feel like if it was her mom, she'd be like, oh. Yeah, though.
She would just be like, oh.
Mom can't get no love.
They've made up slightly. But, I think she cares about, again, the Keating Five probably the most. So that, I mean, I feel like one of them or someone very close to that circle would have to be. Because she was devastated.
Yeah.
I want to say it's either Wes, Michaela, or Nate. And it's not Michaela just because they're the only other black characters, but...
Always the first to go. I'm just kidding.
Because, I mean, obviously
they're not the
that,
first, but, you know, that, good guesses.
Connection with Wes, like a mother-son type of relationship, obviously.
Yeah.
And I think I see her and Michaela bonding somewhat more this season, just from what we saw in tonight's episode. Picking her up from her DUI, her backstory that she's well aware of, and just trying to take care of her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's, I think, sort of a mother to Wes and Michaela more so than the other Keating Five.
Yeah.
And Nate, obviously, is her lover, so I think it's one of those three.
He could have just been there. He could have just been at her house waiting for her, and...
The hot bath, running.
Right, right. Yeah, no, I mean, Michaela's a really strong character that, that Annalise doesn't really coddle as much because of that. I mean, she kind of mentioned that when she was picking her up from that DUI situation. I mean, it's really interesting. She obviously bulldozed her way into the case and got it solved, which is cool. Interesting choice. I think she would be savvy enough to escape getting killed.
Who, Michaela?
Michaela.
Yeah, okay.
I'm thinking...
I mean, how savvy... I mean...
It's a fire.
Right? If someone shoots you, savvy is, I mean, whatever. Okay,
yeah. I mean, there's ways to outsmart.
There's ways to outsmart a bullet. Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
I think it's going to be Oliver because he's got the HIV thing. Not that that's going to aggressively take control of his life. But I think because there's – when you have an illness like that, I'm speaking from experience.
Okay.
Not at all. I feel like that would make a character be more rash. I mean, we've already seen him kind of blackmail his way into a job.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that makes him in a other – in a violent jam, go for someone's gun or something.
Mm-hmm.
Take a bullet for someone. Maybe it's intended for Connor or something. Maybe Philip comes back and he
mercs him.
Tries to kill people. Or maybe Frank tries to stab someone and he saves the day. I feel like Oliver, he's got such a good heart that I feel like he's got to die like a hero.
I just don't think the way Annalise reacted... I don't think she's that emotionally invested in Oliver for her to break down like that.
So I was thinking that at first, but then I just started thinking, think of the conversation that she had with Connor, where she's like, I don't want him to be like us, or I don't want him to be a part of this. So it's almost like he is that innocent that they added in just because they kind of had to.
Right.
And because it would literally be her fault that he was there. I mean, not at that moment in time, of course, but she's the one who hired him because she didn't want...
Right.
It'd be more of a guilt-ridden...
Yeah. Right. Oh my gosh, I did this.
Right.
But it's too easy.
It is too
easy. I feel like they're making us want to think that. So
Or are we just that savvy to solve the case?
I always think I am, and then I never am.
Did you guess your last season?
True story.
Did you guess
I never thought Caleb did.
I've definitely been way off on this show. I mean, again, that's the best part about this show is we make a million predictions and maybe 1%.
I also never thought Frank. With Lala.
Really?
Yeah. And for the longest time, I was like, Sam. Then toward the end, I was like, it was definitely Rebecca.
Yeah. I definitely call Frank season one.
Good stuff.
I mean, I knew he had like killer instincts because right. they're always like, take care of it. But I never thought of it because like I always thought, what connection would he have had? Totally. So that's why I don't know. It's probably like. I don't know. It's probably Laurel.
Right. Some random person.
Yeah. Or she just comes out of the woodwork.
I like Laurel. She's awesome.
Yeah. No one said Laurel. I mean, you didn't say Oliver, so that I didn't say Oliver. Omari. I mean, if you were so good to guess Frank, I might have to revise my prediction. Kid. Although, actually, a quote that you pointed out when we were walking into the studio, when Connor was talking to Annalise, and he was like, yeah, I don't want him to become the new Asher. Like, meaning that, like, he's an innocent that they corrupted into murdering someone. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's true. Mm-hmm. And because they've already done that, they would not, like, we can't bring in enough, like, they can't keep corrupting people into their circle and, like, you know, there. So that's why I think maybe it is Oliver.
That's true.
Again.
Because they just have to, like, sacrifice the lamb.
Right. Like, you know, maybe I feel like he would have made a Asher-type move, but in his own way, it's actually taking his own life.
Right. Like, he did something trying to help someone in some way, and then, like, blew up the house.
Also, I don't want to bring a practical viewpoint, but I know, like, Michaela, the actress that plays her, is, like, about to be in a few new movies, so I don't know if her career is about to take off.
That's always
like,
an important thing.
Right? That I don't is, know if I should like, bring that up at all. Like, I feel like she's about to blow
outside
up. The outside influencing the story.
Are probably the most influential.
That's like
for,
not exciting way to guess about it, but that could be.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Take
though.
It
yeah.
into
you
gotta
do
consideration.
All of the research.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, do we have any news and gossip for this season, for this episode of the cast?
I don't have any specific.
Are we going to talk about
I like this. Yes. So, I have to share this with y'all. My friend, Brittany Jackson, you can find her on Instagram at BSJackson5.
Shout out.
She randomly went to this little place in Franklin Village. For all of y'all that don't live in LA, of course, it's a little place in Hollywood with cute restaurants and bars. So, who just happens to be there, but the entire cast of How to Get Away with Murder. Everyone that you see on the screen right now. We have Oliver. We have Connor. We have Wes.
Laurel, Asher, Michaela.
They're all there. She walks in.
We don't know their real names.
And she, their character names, obviously. But
the characters were there, not the real actors.
She ended up talking to them for the longest time. She's like, everyone was so nice that you can tell they're like good friends. They had just finished filming and just all wanted to get a drink together.
Nice.
And Wes was like, let's take a picture with Brittany. Let's pick her up.
Yeah,
and she's
that's
like,
a
oh,
killer
we don't.
Photo.
She's like, y'all don't have to do that. And he's like, I know we don't, but we're going to do it anyway. And that's she's like, everyone was calling her by name as they were walking out. Oliver's like, bye, Brittany. I'm like, what?
Yeah, just you got on a first name basis with the entire cast.
Like, that never happens.
I definitely would have like pumped them with shots to try and get information.
Yeah, just
the
so.
Just like get them so drunk and then start asking
questions. Just turn
on
your like iPhone like recorder.
I wouldn't record them, but I would ask them. I would just have it for myself.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't want to like expose anybody.
Just walk around proud like knew all the spoilers.
I know this. Yeah.
But I love with shows knowing that the casts are close because it makes it a better show. So that's why I thought it was so cool because it's like after spending all this time together filming, they still want to go get a drink together or whatever.
Well, murdering
have some
someone will bond you together.
That's true. Even though they get mad at each other about it on the show.
Like a family, like you said. Like, kids will be kids. It's family dynamics.
Exactly. Yeah, they definitely have a family dynamic. I mean, they've been through so much together. They continue to go through so much together. And hopefully, I mean, they can be more of a study group because their grades are slipping.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Yeah, very sad. But hopefully they don't get kicked out of school.
Understandable. It's a lot of stress.
Yeah, I feel like how does the university not give them a break? I mean,
well, they don't know that they've been murdering people.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it wasn't just the murder. They've been in the media a lot for various stuff.
What we forgot to touch on are the posters of Annalise.
Oh, right.
Yes.
That was a big topic at the beginning
of the thread?
Of chat. Of who was putting them up. We had a lot of people said that it was Maggie slash Maggie. I don't know how
strange.
To say her name. It's either Maggie or Maggie.
Maybe.
It's like Maggie or something.
She's a hugger, though.
Yeah.
We know that.
Someone also said that they were hoping that was just a secret code name and it was actually Laurel. But like they didn't want to tell everyone, but that Maggie was actually Laurel.
On the side.
But a lot of people said Maggie and a lot of people said Oliver. That's the only two people I saw, so Maggie. I'm sorry if I missed.
I don't know if it would... I mean, unless Maggie becomes a huge part of the group in the next few episodes. I mean, again, I just go back to how crushed Annalise was. I mean, she does not show emotion ever.
Yeah.
And for her to just, like, break down in the street like that, it means it's got to be someone close to her.
I think... Yeah. Oh, wait.
But I'm talking... Like, the posters that they put up.
Right,
like,
yeah, posters.
I mean...
The killer.
Oliver's a good guess.
Oh, you think... Yeah, Maggie... Put up the
that's what
flyers?
People are guessing. Oh, yeah. Maggie or Oliver. But I think
it's definitely Oliver not Oliver.
But Oliver, couldn't he have done it as his way to show? Because she didn't hire him until class had already started. Like, this was a current
thing. The timeline gets aggressive.
So couldn't he have done it to be like, I can give to you? Well, no. Like, that's his way of being like, that's another bad thing that I can do because I know.
Hold on, I'm so
stuff.
Bad.
Right.
Let me print off these
but
pages.
Think about it. Who else is going to... Do you think it could be one of the Keating Five?
No. I mean, because they were all looking at it. I mean, I feel like it, obviously, Philip comes to mind. It could even be Frank just trying to, like, get her attention or, like, drag her focus off of it.
Yeah.
Because obviously he knows that she's trying to track him down. Mm-hmm. He knows about the Lila thing. It's only a matter of time before the baby thing comes out. Mm-hmm. So I think he's got to, like, just throw smoke bombs left and right.
I'm liking this Maggie theory now, or Maggie, whatever her name is. But, like, just because we don't know anything about... We don't know yet.
She's a clean slate. Yeah. She could be. She's probably a mastermind.
She's probably, like, secretly related to Rebecca.
Or, like, somehow. Annalise, like, defended someone who... killed one of her parents or something.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many possibilities, but...
Yeah. I mean, the show goes deep. Yes. I mean, I can't wait. I, like, literally can't wait to see, like, what more dirt these people have on their past and how it comes out, because it's very ugly, but always entertaining.
Always.
Of course. I just can't believe we have to go this whole season probably without knowing who's on that gurney.
I know. Well, yeah, I mean, luckily they said they're kind of doing, like, a reverse elimination countdown, so every week we'll find out who's... not dead, which is a plus.
That'll help.
That will help. So we will get some answers. Yeah.
They lie. They tell you that you're good. They're going to eliminate it, but then they're like, ha, it's actually this person.
Gotcha.
Yeah, just gotcha. Yeah, no, I wouldn't put it past this show to just flat out lie to my face and, like, show me someone, like, Shonda. Not dead. And be like, oh, that was actually a flashback. Sorry.
Yeah. They are dead.
Surprise. They're actually dead now. They're dead now. They weren't before, but now they are.
Yeah.
Crazy. Well, I can't wait to see the next episode. I can't believe we have to wait a full week, but we've waited like a year, so I feel like we can do that.
This is why I tend to start shows like a 3/4 of the way through a season.
Nice. So the binging. I wish we could. Right? I wish we could.
I know.
Until next week, where can the fans find you guys?
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wisenhan. Thank you so much for joining in chat. Y'all had some awesome comments.
You can find me at On With Omari on Twitter and IG. And please tweet us your feedback, questions. We want to keep interacting with you guys. You're hilarious.
Yes, definitely keep the funny comments coming. Rate and review the show if you guys liked it. Please 5 stars on YouTube. Thumbs up where applicable. You guys can find me, JB, at Hey John Blake. And we'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.